Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, October 19th. We have some great topics today to help with, to address some issues of health and safety. Talk about a great event coming up here in the St. Louis area when it comes to health and safety for people of all ages, especially some particular events for kids, a local event here at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. In the second half, we'll talk about life after cancer. Where does health and nutrition, exercise, and faith in Christ, where does that all fit into life after cancer? So I hope you can join us for the whole program today. Stick around and maybe find a way, find some things that'll help you be healthier. Today in studio, the Reverend Dr. Glenn Thomas from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Pastor Thomas, welcome.
Thank you, Andy. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you back in studio. It's been a while since I think it's probably been over a year or more since I've had you in studio here. Glad to have you here talking about St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School in De Pere right up the road. And just had a fun little visit there not too long ago, visiting with the LWML group. Fine folks over at St. Paul De Pere. And you guys have a great event coming up in the very near future we're going to talk about this morning.
We do, Andy. This coming Saturday, October 22, we have what we are calling a community health fair from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And it's going to be held primarily in our gym and school campus. We invite not only our own members from St. Paul's, but we're really striving to reach out to the community as well.
Joining us in studio now also, Lynn McCain, teacher at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming over this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, in addition to being a teacher at St. Paul and helping raise up young children in the Word of God, you also have an avocation, I understand.
Well, I enjoy triathlon, the sport of triathlon, and I'm an ambassador for Lifetime Fitness and Ironman. And so with that, I also am taking on the role of the representative for our church for Concordia Health Plan. And so I'm really into getting this health fair underway, and I'm starting our first duathlon. So we're having ages 3 through 6 at noon to do a little run and a biking event. And it's going to be really fun. So I hope they all come out and register for that.
Duathlon. Is that right?
Right.
Two events.
No swimming.
That's the best part. That's what I love. And also joining us in studio today, Libby Ann Vender, as she's a community educator with Children's Hospital here in St. Louis. I like your other title better, though, Child Passenger Safety Technician. Libby, welcome to Faith and Family.
Hi there. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your work with Children's Hospital and educating those of us in the community.
Right. So at our community health fair that we'll be at, we're going to be teaching families about how to use helmets correctly every single time. And then we'll also be able to fit the helmets to the child, making sure that it's going to be the right fit every time they ride their bike.
Why is that so important, that it's every time?
Right. You know, if you don't wear it right every time, there is that one chance that you could have that accident, and we just don't want to see those kids at the hospital. We're looking to prevent as many injuries as we can.
So your job is to educate the community so that less people end up at the hospital,
right,
less kids
exactly.
End up at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Right. All about injury prevention. Want to keep those kids safe.
Well, very good. And so at the event, we're going to be doing some education on how to properly put on a helmet.
We will be, yeah. So parents can register their children by calling 454-KIDS for a chance to get us to check their own helmets. Or if they would like, they could purchase helmets for us from $11. And it's really important because we'll be able to show them exactly how to put the helmet on and teach them exactly where each little piece of the helmet needs to be on them.
Just how significant of a difference does a helmet make when it comes to preventing injuries?
It makes a huge difference. I mean, we were just talking earlier about, you know, sometimes you could even get a concussion while wearing a helmet, but imagine not having that helmet on. We are talking severe traumatic brain injuries that could occur, facial injuries, all kinds of injuries that could occur by not wearing just a simple little helmet.
A simple helmet, and from an activity as simple as riding a bike, a tricycle, just an activity that's fun for kids and healthy for kids generally,
right.
Something that is quite simple could easily turn into something that really changes quality of life.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that at the event as well. Joining us by phone, Debbie Esker. She's an advanced practice nurse and chair of the St. Paul's de Pere Health Fair Task Force. Debbie, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. Debbie, tell us a little bit about the idea for this health fair that's coming up. Where did this idea begin?
The idea actually began with Pastor Thomas. He had been at a conference and heard about another church up in Chicago that did a similar event, and they got a lot of outreach from the community. And he thought that it would be a wonderful way for us to serve Christ in our community by offering information about health and wellness and fitness in our church. So he approached me, and then we got a committee together and kind of brainstormed what kind of things could we bring in to our church, different organizations or group or people with knowledge, to then share that information to the community so that people can be healthier, learn about disease, you know, how they can prevent it or treat it, and that kind of thing.
Tell me about some of those who will be at this event and what will be offered at this health fair.
We actually have a lot of things offered at the health fair. We have some screening tests available. There will be nurses there to check blood pressure. We're going to have a hearing screening. We're going to have flu shots. The Alzheimer's Association is coming to give information about dementia. We have a couple groups coming to talk about home care and solutions for elder people that might need some extra care or assisted living care. There is Jazzercise coming, going to do some demonstrations. There is Pilates. We're going to talk about that. A fitness activity. So a lot of different kinds of things.
Pastor Thomas, are you going to be doing the Jazzercise?
I think I'm going to pass.
Pastor Thomas, why is this a part of St. Paul's service to the community? Why is a health fair something that you believe St. Paul's can provide for the community in a meaningful way?
Yeah. Well, just think of how many people Jesus reached out to and healed of their diseases and illnesses as he walked this earth. We are hoping this event reflects that same kind of compassion for those in our community. I should mention the pastors will be there as well. We'll be at a table. If anyone wants to speak with us about a spiritual matter or even pray, that will be available as well. But primarily, we're looking at physical wellness and hoping that, again, we'll reflect Christ's love and compassion to those in our community.
Now, the question is, do we pray before or after the screenings?
or both. That's fine.
Well, Lynn, let's talk a little bit about the event that you're involved with at the health fair.
Well, I will have a table for Women for Tri, and at that there are going to be handouts for all kinds of free passes, like to Lifetime Fitness for 2 weeks. There will be some giveaways from a local Pilates studio and De Pere for $250 for free classes. All kinds of things are going to be giveaways. Swim, Bike, Run has some. So I'll be doing that. But then at noon, we'll start our duathlon, and that's for ages 3 through 6. And you have to sign up online through our website at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And sign up your child and bring your helmet. And you can even sign up for a check then also. And then bring a little scooter or a bike or whatever, and we're going to have medals. And the medals that we're going to be having are actual Ironman medals that Ironman was able to give me, and the children are going to be receiving one from Olympian Sarah Haskins. She's from the 208 Olympic team, and she has 44 professional career wins in triathlon. So she'll be there giving out the medals, and that will be a really great event for the children. She's a really strong Christian, and I think everyone will really like meeting her.
How exciting. And to have someone who is
who set an example of, you know, accomplishing all of these wins in triathlons.
Right.
What is it that you love about this, the triathlon, or in this case, the duathlon?
Well, for me, for the duathlon, it's seeing all the excitement for the little children and, you know, getting them out there and being physically fit. I really enjoy sports, so I really enjoy the children having a great time and doing it safely.
Now, Libby, what are some misconceptions about, or what are the most common mistakes people make when putting on a helmet for, you know, bike riding, or for kids or for adults?
Right. Yeah. A lot of times we just see that the helmet doesn't fit. It's too small or too big. Some things that we look out for are we want the helmet to rise about a finger or two above the eyebrow, and we want it to stay there. A lot of times you'll see kids pushing it all the way back. Mm-hmm. If you're in a crash, that helmet's going to fall off, or it's not going to hit the front of your head. We want to make sure that they're riding it so that they can see that helmet if they move their eyes upwards, and that they always see that it's on there right above the eyebrow. We also want a tight fit around the chin strap, mm-hmm. just about a finger or two underneath, and then we know it's a tight fit and it's not going to slide away from them.
Now, I've found in putting my son's helmet on, there's a trick in trying to get that on without pinching his
right.
chin, because it's got that little snap underneath, mm-hmm. that little clip underneath.
Right.
Any tips?
Well, our helmets that we sell for $11, they have a little guard on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a little fabric kind of that helps cushions between the chin and the snap. So a lot of times that's really good to have. And, you know, once you pinch them once, they're not going to want to put it on again.
Right.
So,
right.
One thing you could do if you don't have one of those guards, loosen up the straps a little bit, buckle it in, and then tighten up the straps to where you want it.
Gotcha.
It adds a little more time, but, you know, it's better than pinching them and making them afraid forever for it.
Right, right. We want them to like wearing the helmet. Now,
exactly.
I've seen some that are really decorated as an
yeah.
incentive to get kids to wear them.
Right. You just have to be really careful about the helmets you're getting. One in particular, I know there's a really cool Ninja Turtle one out there. It's a great helmet, but it's a skateboard helmet, not necessarily a bike helmet.
I didn't know there was a difference.
There is a difference. Yeah, the skateboard ones tend to cover more around the head entirely, whereas the bicycle ones cover the areas that you'll most likely fall on. You know, if you're riding a skateboard, you're going to fall a lot more than you're riding the bike. And they're a lot heavier, too. So sometimes uh-huh. it is harder for the little kids, especially little toddlers, when they really see those cool decorated helmets, but they're going to be hard to ride a bike on, and they're going to lose their balance.
They're heavy, so it's hard to hold your head up and, yeah, maintain
exactly.
your balance. Gotcha. So
yeah.
So you want to make sure that there are some things you're looking for. You want to make sure that it's a bike helmet if you're using it for bike.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that chin strap and other things, and make sure that you're getting it on correctly. So come to the health fair and learn how
right.
to do this. See how to do this correctly.
Exactly.
Get it checked.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Debbie, what are you looking forward to most about the health fair at St. Paul's?
Like I said before, we have some different things for screening, so people can find out if they are at risk or have some health problems. Because health screening is very important, because it helps us detect or check for disease or medical conditions before their symptoms. So, you know, if somebody could find out they have hypertension or high blood pressure early before they have symptoms, you could prevent complications. Maybe it's easier to treat. It might be less expensive in the long run for that person, because you're checking it earlier and you can change your lifestyle or get medications that will help treat that. So I'm excited for that. And we also have a blood drive coming. The Missouri Valley Regional Blood Center is coming. I'm going to do a blood drive that day from 10 to 2. So that's exciting that people can come and learn about their health, but also give back to other people in our bigger community who might need blood in an accident.
Certainly a helpful way to serve in the community.
Yeah.
Have they expressed that there's a specific need at this time?
Like a specific blood type?
Right, right.
I think they're in need of type O is what I remember her saying, but they're always in need
sure.
of blood. Very small percentage of people actually give blood for, you know, lots of different reasons, either time or fear. And then even some people who do give blood, their blood might not be acceptable because of, you know, diseases or conditions that they might have. So they always need blood. There seems like there's always a shortage.
So a blood drive going on as well. What time does the event start, Pastor Thomas?
10 in the morning, 10 a.m.
And this is all happening at St. Paul's
at
in DePere?
St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm. How do we find St. Paul's DePere?
It is at the corner of Manchester and Ballas Roads. So if people are coming 270 and they exit at Manchester and go east, we're just about a third of a mile from Manchester and 270.
I love the address.
12345 Manchester Road. If you count to five, you can find us.
That it's like the easiest address in the world to remember. 12345 Manchester Road, starting on this Saturday, right?
Correct.
Come check it out. Anything we need to do to prepare? I know we mentioned registering for the duathlon, correct?
And right. for the bike safety check.
Mm-hmm. Or in addition to the helmet, checking out the helmet, are there other things that we need to look at and be mindful of?
Besides helmet, other safety tips?
Sure, for like bikes and things like that.
Yeah, for bikes, we also will have some helmet or bike pads there also. It's a good idea to cover up those elbows, those knees, making sure that those kids are safe. And then also teaching them how to cross the road properly, pay attention to the signs, the lights, and it's always a good idea to have adult supervision, no matter what the age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have a special guest joining us by phone now. Lynn, would you like to introduce our special guest on the phone?
I sure would. She's a great friend, a wonderful athlete. I've seen her across the nation competing at events. I've got to watch her compete and win lots of cars, Sarah. It's Sarah Haskins, an Olympian from the 2008 Olympic team.
Sarah, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So glad that you can come join us at the health fair at St. Paul's DePere this weekend and help with the duathlon. Tell me a little bit about your most recent event.
My most recent event was actually this past July. That was my last professional race. I'm on a little bit of a break at the moment. I'm expecting my second child, so I'm not competing at the moment.
Well, congratulations on both.
Thank you.
Why is it important to you to be involved in an event like this, where kids will be involved in this duathlon? Why did you accept the invitation and come out to help encourage kids in this duathlon?
Yeah, you know, I think it really starts at a young age just to expose kids to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I think kids can learn how much fun it is. And everyone of all ages, young children up through high school age and adults can all participate in events like this. And I will also be bringing my daughter and some of my nieces and nephews along. So, you know, I love just seeing kids just get excited and really, you know, getting in exercise and enjoying events like this.
Now, how do you stay on track during those colder months when it gets to be pretty chilly around here? I don't know about getting out and running. I could swim indoors, but getting out and running when it gets pretty chilly, how do you help kids stay on track with the, you know, fitness goals like that during those colder months?
For sure. I mean, for children, I think, you know, me as a professional athlete, it's very different from children. You mentioned swimming. I always say during the winter months, I think swimming is a wonderful activity to do because it's indoors and you don't have to worry about inclement weather. You know, however, I think for just getting outside and playing on the playground and going for a run, I think just if kids just get up and, you know, here in Missouri, fortunately, it doesn't get too cold. I don't feel as long as you're dressed appropriately, coats, hats, gloves. I think kids always do so much better, not only, you know, getting that exercise in, but studies have shown they do so much better in the classroom. So I always encourage, it's great still for kids to get, even if it's 10, 15 minutes, if they're bundled up in coat, hat, that's enough to, you know, get the heart pumping and get them outside and having fun. Obviously, you know, the biking is something that's a little bit more difficult to do in the winter months. But I still encourage, you know, the swimming and getting out the playground and running around.
Lynn, would you say you've seen that in kids when they get that regular exercise that they perform better in the classroom?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, having their playtime is great during the day a couple times, which we offer at St. Paul's Lutheran School. And also their gym classes to mm-hmm. have that as much as possible and exposing them to different sports.
I'm sure it makes a big difference. I know when our son, who's three, gets out and plays on the playground, Just in general, behavior is better, and he's able to focus a little bit more.
They need their breaks.
Yeah, to get out and run around on the playground, and as obviously one of his favorite things to do, get out and play on the playground. Always excited about swings and slides.
We, even in the middle of math class, we'll stand up and take a stretch and do our little running in place and then sit back down. So
something about getting that oxygen moving through the body, taking a good deep breath and getting that oxygen moving keeps that brain nice and clear.
Right.
So you can stay on top of those math problems. What's that, Sarah?
Oh, I just said for sure. I agree 100%.
Well, we've got this event coming up on Saturday. Everybody getting out, doing something healthy, participating in the duathlon and jazzercise. Any other events that or activities that we haven't mentioned yet that anyone can think of?
De Pere Police and Fire Department will be there also. The Fire Department obviously talking about fire prevention and fire safety at homes. I believe we're going to have a fire truck and a police car there, which I think the kids will enjoy as well. And also, Debbie mentioned the blood drive. We want to really make that very prominent also and hope that people will turn out for that as well.
We also have a registered dietitian that's coming, and we are providing healthy snacks for people, and she'll be there to answer questions about nutrition and also provide information about what good nutrition is. And then also, besides the duathlon, we have some other activities for kids to kind of make this a fun event. We have a couple inflatable games coming. We have some face painting. We're going to give away 50 small free pumpkins to the first 50 kids that come. So I think it'll be fun for everybody.
Very good. Well, I want to make sure that we pass along that information for registration for the duathlon and the helmet, the safety check as well. How do we register for the duathlon again?
Well, for the duathlon, you can call 314-822-0447, which is St. Paul's Lutheran Church, or you could go to our website, www.stpauldepere.org, and register online.
Very good. And for the helmet check and the safety check.
All right, yeah, we have plenty of room, so definitely register. The number is 314-454-KIDS. That's K-I-D-S. And we have plenty of room, so we definitely want to see people come.
Well, very good. Thanks so much for all the groups that are participating in this. I'm sure it took a lot of work to coordinate this. Debbie, thanks for all your work and the committee's work or the task force for putting together this great event to keep us all healthy.
You're welcome. It's been very fun working with everybody and knowing that we can really provide this service for the community.
Very good. And Pastor Thomas, any closing remarks as we wrap up our time today?
I just want to commend the task force for the work that they've done and thank all the different groups and agencies that are participating. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to what we hope will be a great event for our community.
Very good. And again, information on the website, correct?
Yes. Just either Google St. Paul's Lutheran Church De Pere. It's the easiest way to find it. And just go to the website. You'll see a lot of information there.
And the times again on Saturday?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Well, thank you all for being my guests. It's we had quite the crowd today. Sarah Haskins, Olympic triathlete. Sarah, thanks so much for being our guest today. And look forward to the big event on Saturday.
Likewise, I look forward to seeing all the kiddos at the finish line. I'll be handing out the finisher medal.
Very good. Debbie Esker, advanced practice nurse and chair of the St. Paul De Pere Health Fair Task Force. Debbie, thanks so much for being my guest today.
And you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Most definitely. Libby Anvender, child passenger safety technician, community educator for Children's Hospital. And thanks so much for being here and all the work you're doing to keep us healthy and safe.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lynn McCain, teacher at St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere and triathlete extraordinaire. Lynn, thanks so much for sharing with us today and all the work that you're doing to get this event ready.
Thank you.
Pastor Glenn Thomas, St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School in De Pere. Thanks so much, Pastor Thomas.
Thank you, Andy.
God's blessings on the upcoming event. Keep everybody safe and healthy. More health topics coming up in the next segment here on Faith and Family. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.